I'm joined today by Christopher Yuan and his mother, Angela Yuan, to learn more about their new book, Out of a Far Country. Christopher is finishing a doctorate degree, teaches at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, and is a sought-after speaker where audiences value his wisdom in matters of faith and sexuality. Angela is a businesswoman and advocate for Chinese-American cultural causes. She and her husband immigrated to the United States from China. Hello, Christopher. Hello, Angela. Great to be with you today.
Good to be with you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Now, this book tells the stories of a prodigal son and a prodigal mother. In just a few sentences, what would the two of you say is the most important lesson for wayward adult children and hurting parents?
I think one of the most important lessons for wayward adult children and hurting parents is the issue of surrender. I think often we seem to focus upon our own circumstances and our own situations, and yet that can kind of become so overwhelming. And yet I think really we need to focus upon our surrendering to Christ, whether it's surrendering our circumstance or our struggles or our issues, or even surrendering our children to Christ, and not really putting so much emphasis upon whether those circumstances will change or not, but really focusing upon surrender. And when we do that, we will find that God changes more ourselves than our circumstances.
The most important lesson I have learned is the realization that the core issue of our son's rebellion was not the drugs or homosexuality, but it was his independence from Christ. But before our son could see this, Christ's redemptive power must be evident in our own lives. The first thing I was told when we find out he was gay was that we as parents cannot change our adult children when they lost their way. But I could not accept it. I wanted to change him myself. Now I'm thinking back, it is still the best thing I have heard. I myself must be surrendering my life to Christ, to his will, to his plan, and to trust his timing. We must moment by moment turn our eyes upon Jesus and look into his wonderful face.
Christopher, you found Christ and then committed to a holy but not straight sexuality. Can you explain briefly what this means?
Well, I think in my journey out of homosexuality, and as I was studying scripture, I had the presupposition that my journey out of homosexuality should lead me to become straight and to become heterosexual. But as I read scripture, I found that the emphasis was not upon my sexuality and not upon orientation change, but more upon God's call for all of us to be holy. God's word says, "Be holy, for I am holy." And for me, I was really struck with the fact that God never said, "Be heterosexual, for I am heterosexual." But his focus was upon holiness, and what God communicated to me was that I shouldn't really put so much emphasis upon my identity as being gay or straight, or I shouldn't put my identity and my feelings and my sexuality, but I needed to focus upon a life of obedience and a life of purity. So I realized that even the terms heterosexuality and homosexuality, those are man-made terms, and the goal of being heterosexual was really a goal that was too broad, because that also encompasses heterosexual sin. And so I found that my goal is obviously not homosexuality and not even heterosexuality, but rather holy sexuality. And that entails, if God has called me to marriage, then complete and utter faithfulness in marriage. And while I am single, which I am now, complete and utter faithfulness through abstinence or celibacy. So to me, I think this is something that applies to not only people who struggle with homosexuality, but people across the board, that we all must pursue holiness.
Now, Angela, how important was your commitment to prayer and fasting in bringing about a dramatic change in Christopher's life?
Yeah, prayer and fasting are most certainly important. And I wish that I could take the credit and say that Christopher's dramatic change was a result of my prayer and fasting. But I really don't know how much my prayer and fasting changed to my son. I do know that my prayer and fasting changed me. It's been said that we are not here to prove that God answers prayers, but we are here to be living monuments of His grace. Prayer enabled me to hear God's voice at the start of each day. My prayer and fasting are always knit together with studying and reading His Word, which help me not to focus on the hopelessness of the situation, but upon the hopefulness of God's promises. This changed me and allowed me to be God's vessel of unconditional love and grace, which in the end might bring a ripple effect resulting in my son's dramatic transformation.
The two of you reconciled wonderfully after years of pain, anger, shame, and even estrangement. Can you both express briefly how it feels now to be a part of such a loving and Christian family?
Well, for one, it's almost unbelievable. I mean, this was not anything that I had expected or planned. I wanted to be apart from my family. I didn't want any part of my parents, my mother or my father, and really felt that it was the gay community that was my family. And I really felt that that was normal, and yet now looking back, I realize how much I was missing out upon what God wanted in my life, as God has called us all to be a part of not only our intimate family, our brothers and sisters and father and mother, but to be part of God's family. And it really has been just a huge part of my healing process in building relationships with people who are different from me and who have different issues and circumstances, but we're all knit together in our relationship with Christ.
To me, it still feels like a dream. I sometimes want to pinch myself to see if this is real, really real. Christopher went from prisoner to professor. I am very proud of him. I am secure and have the assurance of his faith because the victory has been won and the battle has been overcome through Christ's strength. Since Christopher will not travel alone as a policy, I always travel together with Christopher for his speaking engagements. And my husband Leon comes when he can as well. Therefore, I am his mother, personal assistant, travel partner, prayer warrior, nurse for his HIV, and even his fashion advisor when he is on the front podium. Obviously, I have found the most fulfilling ministry and purpose which God has graciously planned for me. And since Christopher is God's servant, therefore Leon and I call ourselves servants to God's servant. I have experienced the miserable hopelessness. So I treasure this true hope that we have together shared in this family ministry now, and it is precious to me.
Mother and son, Angela and Christopher Yuan, have been my guest today. They are the co-authors of Out of a Far Country. Thank you for your time, Christopher and Angela, and it's just been a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you.